This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Trader Joe's you've heard of, Costco, Wild Oats, well-known brands, all three of them. Now, try this one, CRF Frozen Foods. You heard of them? Yeah, probably not. They supply frozen fruit and vegetables, organic and otherwise, to a whole mess of well-known brands, including the ones I just mentioned. Anyway, CRF's just issued a huge recall covering 360 different products possibly contaminated with listeria. That's bad, yes, but it is also, possibly, a business opportunity. Ashley Milne-Tite has that.
This food recall affects 42 different brands. It covers products processed and packaged at CRF as far back as 2 years ago. Hayley Oliver is a food scientist at Purdue University. She says now outbreak investigations look so far into the past, companies can be held liable for a lot more than they used to be.
From an economic viability standpoint, that can be really challenging for some of these companies. And if you look in this instance, the amount of product that's about to be recalled, that can be financially devastating.
To the supplier under investigation, but it's no picnic for the supermarkets either. CRF, which is based in Washington State, is a big supplier, and it specializes in organic fruits and vegetables. Crisis manager Jonathan Bernstein says the store's recovery will depend to some extent on whether they have other suppliers lined up.
If they have to scramble now, then there's going to be a delay and obviously loss of revenue as a result.
As freezer shelves sit empty until new green peas and broccoli arrive. But Tom Perko of Bevmark Consulting says during times like this, some retailers look for a silver lining. They encourage consumers to try something else, something more expensive.
What they really want to do is switch you over away from the low margin, profit margin, frozen items and get you over there into that produce section they have. So this is an opportunity to actually make some money.
And now there are millions of consumers checking their freezers to see if their kids' organic vegetables should go in the trash. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.